Well, we meet again. It's just Jackie, coming to you with a new quote, a gentle rant, or maybe a little nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Until next time, don't allow the world or others to define you. Your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be. Bye. Today's little gem reads, some of us are looking at a Judas and think we are seeing a Peter. Now, for some of you, you're like, what the heck? What does that have to do with me? Well, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but here's the deal. Judas was the one who betrayed Christ. Peter was the one who he said, I will build my church upon this rock. So let's talk about what that means. Some of us are connecting ourselves to a Judas for whatever reason. We think they're a friend. We think they're going to benefit us. We think they're loyal. We think they're a part of our tribe. All of these things that we think. So we're looking at this person who has not been the most beneficial to us. Now, I'm not saying they haven't done some things that have helped you along the way from time to time, because Judas did the same thing. I mean, he was considered a disciple. So he walked with Jesus. He did things just like all the rest of the disciples did. Unfortunately, his heart was not for Jesus. His heart was mostly about the money. Okay? So, for whatever reason, we have these people in our lives that they're in our lives, they do things with and for us, but their heart isn't for us. But we keep holding on to them because we keep thinking they're going to get better. They're going to be there for me next time. I know they haven't been there for me all those other times, but next time they're really going to be there for me. Next time they're really going to come through when I need them. Next time, I mean, it continues. We make excuses for them when they don't do what we need. We put all out for them. We don't get the same in return. And so we make these excuses because we keep thinking that we're wrong, even though they are continuously showing us who they really are. But we want to not believe their actions. We believe this perception that we have in our minds. And so we're staring at the face of a Judas, the person who will betray us, or the person who has already betrayed us, or the person who will continue to betray us. They fit in one of those categories. And we keep thinking we're seeing a Peter, the one who's gonna ride or die, your A1 from day one, your ace, your whatever it is that you call your BFF, you know, my number one, you got my back, whatever that is. And so I want to say, let's look at people, let's recognize them for who they are, and then let's treat them accordingly. Now, I am not saying go throw out, you know, all your friends, because guess what? Judas wrote his own fate. So for those people who aren't there for you as you presume they are, they'll write their own fate eventually and you just let it move on. What I'm saying is stop putting all of your effort into something that someone's not putting all of their effort into. Stop being there all the time for the person who is rarely there for you. Stop running behind the person who never has your back. Stop fully supporting the person who barely supports you. Stop calling, DMing, liking, loving, whatever, all the things that we do when that person doesn't do the same for you. I'm saying treat them accordingly. So, guess what? You don't have my back, I don't have yours. Now, I know we go through phases and times where, you know, you may have a moment, some devastating thing has happened in your life. And guess what? I am there for you 100%. I don't care if you're not there for me zero, because you can't be. You're in a state of whatever has happened. Okay. So on that occasion, but then when the tables turn and I'm in that state, guess what I expect you to do? Exactly what I did. Be there for me 100 when I'm giving you zero. That's how that works. So it's not this 50-50 thing. I don't need a 50% friend. I need a 100% friend. I don't want to be in a 50% relationship where I'm giving 50, you giving 50. Heck no, that ain't good enough for me. That's failing on all respects of grades. I need a 100% friend. I need a 100% partner. So for those of us who have these Judases in our life, I want you to just take a moment, reflect back on, let's say, the last 3 years and see where that person has fallen. And if they are not a Peter, I'm just saying stop treating them like one. That's it. I'm not saying, you know, dish them. I'm not saying leave them. I'm not saying just walk out and say, you know, I'm done with you because you're a Judas. Nope. I'm just saying I'm going to treat you according to the way you are with me. So if you're a Judas, I'm going to treat you like one. If you're a Peter, I'm going to treat you like one. So that's all I got for today. Stop looking at your Judases and think you're seeing a Peter.